I want to say thank you for the beautiful music ministry we've received so far today. Thank you to Ryan and Kimberly and Leanne and the Bell Choir and the choir. What a beautiful day of worship today. Before Bethany was born, she had two names, Nathaniel Richard and Emma, middle name to be determined. Then she was born and she was a she, so no more Nathaniel. And when we looked at her, we didn't really think she was an Emma either. So for the first hour of her life, she had no name at all. Unheard of, right? John and I really wanted to be sure she had the right name, a name that fit who she looked like and who we hoped she would become. I had a friend growing up named Penny Banks. The mean kids called her Piggy. I had a friend in college named Kelly. It was actually E. Kelly. Her first name was Elizabeth, and she hated Elizabeth. Then there was Rob, and Joe Rowe, and Terry Cherry Berry. The worst, though, I think, was when I worked at a bank, and we had a customer named Harry Butts. Mind you, I've always loved the name Shelley, but growing up, it did rhyme with two unfortunate words, smelly and belly. So I wanted to make sure, based on my past experiences, that our daughter had a beautiful name and wasn't too easy to make fun of. It didn't take too terribly long to decide Bethany Emma was the perfect name for her. We have a name we're born with, and then we have names we gain growing up. Brother, sister, friend, mom, dad, teacher, gardener, custodian, science. We also have the names society and unkind people, and sometimes we our own selves assigned to us. Ugly, lazy, fat, skinny, loser, dumb, nerd. There is an infinite list of words and names that can hurt and stick with people for their entire lives. You know that quote, sticks and stones may break your bones. Well, sticks and stones may break your bones, but your bones heal a whole lot faster than those hurtful words and wounded feelings that can last a lifetime. Last year, I hope a lot of you were able to see the bulletin board back by my office. I've read and done a number of Bible studies by Priscilla Schreier, and she had a quote on Instagram that just really stuck with me, and I shared it with the Illuminate kids, and we took pictures, and then they picked a name that God calls them. So Priscilla says, the names that God calls you are the only ones you should be answering to. We discussed a number of names, and some of the names they picked were blessed and forgiven and masterpiece and apple of God's eye, beloved, treasure, faithful. When other voices are coloring our thoughts, we need to remember the names that God calls us. I don't know if any of you have heard of the devotional Jesus Calling. I was gifted a copy of this devotional, which uses scripture as a basis and personalizes it like Jesus is actually talking to you. I found it to be very meaningful. Similarly, my dear friend Lonnie Gibson gave me some cards that sit on my desk, and they personalize scripture. So in the scripture, it has your name in it. I love it because I believe the Bible is inspiration of God, and 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. These scriptures on these cards are so many of my very favorite, and it's an amazing thing to hear your own name in scripture. Like Micah 6:8. He has shown you, Christopher, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God? John 16:33. I have said these things to you, Abby, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Matthew 11, 28 through 29. Come to me, Izzy, when you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 19, 26. With God, Katie, all things are possible. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And Jeremiah 29, 11, which I know is a lot of people's favorites. For I know the plans I have for you, all of you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you future and a hope. In Sunday school, we're watching a TV series called The Chosen that is biblically based on the life Jesus lived on earth, his death for us, and then his resurrection. The very first scene of it is a father and his daughter, and they're repeating a scripture, which is the one that Mary read just a little bit ago, Isaiah 43, 1 through 2. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. In the show, there's a woman called Lilith, and she's possessed by demons. She's living a miserable life, and she's filthy, and she doesn't even know what's happening half the time. A powerful and influential rabbi tries to heal her, and when he is unsuccessful, later he says she's beyond hope. Jesus approaches her on the street and calls her Mary and repeats the words from Isaiah that she had grown up with. He touches her face, and she's completely healed. I looked up Lilith. I thought I remembered something negative about that name. And there are stories about Lilith being Adam's first wife, being a demon, and a close companion of Satan. I don't know if it's actually the producer's motivation for calling her this, but I found it interesting that she was so sick and basically living into the name society had given her. And it wasn't until Jesus called her by her true name, Mary, that she was fully transformed. What name are you allowing to creep into your soul and color your thoughts of yourself? Is it your God-given name and identity? God calls us blessed, beloved, his children, forgiven, his dwelling place, the apple of his eye, his people, chosen, faithful. In part of scripture, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If we're part of Jesus, how can we allow those negative names to be attached to us? We are God's beloved. Funny thing. I love that I'm God's beloved. I only use that word with God. I don't use it with my mom. I don't use it with friends. I don't use it with family. Not even John. I think it would kind of sort of sound a little bit silly for John to call me his beloved, but for God to say that makes me feel more blessed beyond any imagination. How many of you guys have seen Finding Nemo? Hopefully most of you. There's a scene in the movie on the pier where there are a bunch of seagulls, and every time they see something they want to eat, they start calling, mine, 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 mine. This can be a little like our lives. What negative voices are you listening to that are trying to call you theirs? Society manipulates us into believing we are the mean names that someone has called us, that we are not enough. And we hold on to those words from our past that hurt. But you know what? God says we are redeemed, and our past is forgiven through his son, Jesus. Why are we listening to these negative voices and ignoring what God tells us is true? God tells us is true. You can be reassured that what Isaiah says is true. But now says the Lord, he who created you, O First Bellevue, he who formed you, my friends, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, all of you, and all of you are mine, says God. We are God's beloved. We are redeemed, and we are His. Amen.